lot has happened, Joe, since the last time we spoke, and we were talking about playoffs at one stage. That's not going to happen now for Harps, but Dave Rogers is no longer there. Were you surprised in any way by his decision last weekend, were you, Joe?
Yeah, it was. When I seen the news on Saturday, I was quite shocked. Now, I didn't expect that. I thought, you know, there was four games left or five games left when you count the Galway game. And I thought, you know, he would have continued on. So I'm not sure what had happened in the background. I've not really been talking to too many people this week. But yes, I was surprised. And, you know, I'm disappointed for Dave because I really did think when he came in that there would have been a really, really promising season. And, you know, to think that a game on Friday night is going to be the bottom two in the first division, you know, I would never have foreseen that at the start of the season, particularly for Finn Harps. You know, my worst case scenario is that you would have been in the playoffs. And, you know, that's where I really did. And I know we chatted the last time. That's where my thinking still was about 4 or 5 weeks ago. And, you know, it was disappointing to see how things have turned out in the last couple of weeks where there's been a couple of really poor results. And ultimately, whether that affected Dave's decision or whether there was other things affected Dave's decision, it is disappointing to see the results over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, it's a long journey back from Cove when you're after getting beat 5-1 and, you know, maybe going to Galway then after Galway getting winning the league on the weekend and playing them on Monday night mightn't have been a bad time, because I really did fear for the team going to Galway on Monday night that they could have been in real serious bother there going to Galway, because they have been really, really impressive. And, you know, all credit, I think, needs to go to the management team, where Darren got them organised and got them out on Monday and he got a result for them. So hopefully he's had managed to get maybe one or two training sessions in before Friday night, and that he can get another positive results, because, you know, this season against Kerry hasn't been all that great either. You know, we've probably picked up the lowest amount of points of any team against them, and I think it'd be really important that they, for everybody around the club, that there will be a positive result on Friday night.
Yeah, see Tommy Canning's back in the fold at Harps as well, coming in alongside Kevin McHugh to give a bit of support there to Darren Murphy. And that management group will be looking to get the group of players now and finishing the season, giving them a bit of a lift and maybe trying to get as much as they can out of these closing four games.
Yeah, and I think that's very important. You know, Tommy's been around the club for a number of years there in different roles, and he's a really, really good guy. I know he's just left Dairview in relation to that club there, where he would have had quite a few Donegal boys. Kevin has, you know, an unbelievable amount of knowledge with all the young players that have come through the system there. And again, Darren being there all season, and, you know, I think Darren does deserve great credit that it was only a 1-0 defeat down in Galway, because coming off a journey from Cove and having to head back to Galway on Monday night. So hopefully the boys did get a day or two's rest after Monday night, and they're ready to go now for Friday night against Kerry.
Yeah. But looking further down the future, Harps thought they had the right appointment when Dave Rogers took the role. It didn't work out the way that they done. So how imperative is it now that Harps make a proper decision managerial-wise going forward? And how early, Joe, do they have to do that?
I think when you look at UCD last week, where they announced that William O'Connor is going to take over there next season from Andy Myler, they've moved early. They're going to be in the first division next year. It's important that you can secure your players, that other clubs don't come in and pick off the best players. And, you know, although Harps have been low down the league, you know, there's a couple of players there, like Flood, for me in particular, would be one that I'd be trying to make sure I keep at the club there. I'm disappointed by it. I would know Dave Rogers, and I would have thought the time he was a really, really good appointment. It was difficult because he was working off a really young squad. Then he got a couple of senior players in there. But just for one reason or another, you know, it was like one step forward and two step back at times, where, you know, you get a positive result, you get the crowd and get everybody lifted. And in fairness to the crowd this year as well, they did stick with the team and with Dave. And I think he did bring a huge positivity after the club being relegated. So look, at a big job in the board's hands, and in particular Ian Harkin's hands. But, you know, I do feel that they'll probably leave no stone unturned and look to try and get that manager appointed sooner rather than later. I know they've said that Darren will be in position now up to the end of the season, and I think that's important for the club and for the players. But please don't wait until the end of the season to start looking for a manager. You know, I think that work needs to be ongoing now at the minute, and try and secure a manager and get somebody in as soon as possible that they can put their own stamp on it, and starting to make sure that a squad comes in that, you know, can be competitive and challenging in that first division, because We don't want to be spending year after year in the first division like what happened a couple of years ago. We need to get out of that, and no sooner than next season.
Yeah, and just saying that as well then, Joe, how important is it that a manager is put in place that, I suppose, basically they're from the area, they're from the Northwest, and they know the way football is here?
Yeah, that's to me, but I think it's more important, and you mentioned earlier, getting the right person. I think that's key. Look, we were spoiled when Ollie was here, and I know Ollie had his critics and everything else like that, but, you know, replacing Ollie was always going to be difficult. You know, you look at people like Alex Ferguson, who was a club over a long period of time. Ollie was there for years, and it was always going to be a difficult. The next job was always going to be difficult, and you've seen how it affected David Moyes. So I would look on that as, for Dave Rogers, that he'll bounce back, he'll go to another club, he'll certainly get picked up. But it is important now that Hearts get somebody in who fits the where the club want to go and the vision of the club, but is also in a position where they can win matches. And the disappointing thing for me this season was there was too many matches where it was 4-0 or 5-1 or, you know, 4-1. We need to tighten up, because those goals columns, they don't lie. And to concede 69 goals that's a real, real concern for me. And you're not going to do well in any league when you're at that. You know, when you look at it, Galway United have only conceded 16. So that's the difference. We have to tighten up there. But more importantly, at the top end of the pitch as well, you've got to try and get somebody in there who can lead that line and can score. And when you go away from home, and particularly in this league, when you look at it, you know, UCD have come down, so that's a good one, but you're getting rid of Galway. So for me, that's a like for like, and you take the travelling there. You know, you're hoping that you might get rid of Waterford, but there's a possibility that Cork could be relegated. So it is going to be still a very strong monster-based league, and you've got Bray and UCD, so there's no handy trips for Finn Harps in there. And that's a big thing that you want to try and make sure that you get over that hurdle of that travelling, because that's tough on players, it's tough on the club, and it's tough on a manager as well, because after a journey like that and playing a match, it's quite difficult then to get the players working in the next training session, because that recovery has to take place before you can get quality training done in your next session.
Well, Harps will obviously be looking for the win on Friday night against Kerry FC. Kickoff is at 8 o'clock at Finn Park. Tomorrow night, Friday, Kieran Cannon will have updates from that game here on Highland as from the kickoff time. We'll just step quickly into the Premier Division. Derry City still in the tails of Shamrock Rovers at the top of the table in the Premier Division. Derry taking on UCD tomorrow night, Joe, and it's a game that you would expect them to win and expect them to win comfortably. But there was a bit of a setback last week when they lost points, obviously, in that game to Sligo Rovers. 5 points is now the gap between themselves and Shamrock Rovers at the top of the table. Is that slip last week costly enough to cost them a title challenge?
Yeah, you know, you're looking now at Shamrock Rovers possibly losing two matches, and, you know, that's going to be very, very difficult, because they've not done any. You know, last weekend was a big one where Shamrock Rovers were drawn, and then, you know, you were looking at Sligo and you were thinking, you know, you just need somebody now to nick up a goal. You were looking for Michael Duffy, or you were looking for somebody just to come and put one in, or one of the centre half to come up on a set piece and put it in there. That was a big blow. But, you know, they really do need to make sure that they get a big, big result this weekend against UCD. And UCD are coming off a result last week that I don't think anybody in the country could have foreseen, where they got a draw against Shamrock Rovers. So they'll be coming to the Brandywell full of beans and, you know, bounce in their step. And it's really important that for Derry's point of view and for Rory Higgins' point of view, that they get a positive start and try and put that game to bed early on, because they don't want to be running into the middle or the end of the second half and it's still level, because there's a chance that UCD will grow in confidence, and, you know, they would have a couple of players there who could nick a goal, and if they lose another game, then Derry most certainly are gone. And when you look at St. Pat's getting beat during the week as well, you know, that's a big result for them, because Derry could have been in third position going into this match.
Yeah. Listen, Joe, as always, it's good to talk to you. We're going to have to leave it there. And thanks for joining us, and enjoy the football over the weekend.
Thanks, Oshie. Good night.